On to our next story, the French city of Nantes witnesses a third consecutive night of violent protests following the fatal police shooting of a taxi driver. Angry protesters clashed with police in some neighborhoods. Nearly a dozen demonstrators were arrested after they torched cars and damaged buildings. The protesters demand justice for Aboubakar Fofana, who was shot on Tuesday during identity checks. Police say the driver hit an officer as he was trying to escape a checkpoint before being shot. Some witnesses reject the police statement. The incident has brought tensions in areas where residents complain of police brutality. Officials have pledged full transparency about the man's death. Press TV's Rami Mazari joins us now from the French capital, Paris. Rami, what more details can you share with us about the protests that took place in Nantes?
Well, this is really shaping up to be quite a story. It's probably the biggest riots that we've had here in at least 3 or 4 years. Even when there was a case last year of police raping a young man with a baton, there was not this sort of outburst. And, you know, it seems to be the reason for that is that in the city of France, the cops have a very bad reputation, and in the past month, they have reportedly been doing, score settling. They have been really very, very difficult, and this is sort of the straw that broke the camel's back. French police kill about 10 or 15 people every year, so it's unusual, but it's not that unusual. But, we have to try to understand why there are riots this time, because these riots, they are extremely, extremely significant. They are burning down community centers. They are, destroying local businesses. There are dozens and dozens of cars being set on fire every night. And it's really something that many people are trying to ignore. And what's certainly so perhaps the most amazing part of this is that local residents filmed with their smartphone what happened, and the French police they banned them from uploading it to places like Facebook and Twitter. So there is proof out there that people say, and there are there are more than 10 witnesses that have testified, that this man, he was shot in cold blood, and as a result, what has happened today is the government, which has taken, as they always do, a very, very hard line, a very, very pro-police, our police, do nothing wrong sort of line. They have had to arrest the officer who shot this man, and he's now in being questioned for manslaughter. So there's all of this sort of, evidence that, mainstream media doesn't really report, which indicates that this cop looks very, very guilty, and that, people have a very sort of justified right to be rebelling against a state which is very authoritarian. So this is something that is really not going to go away. I don't know if the riots are going to be going to be stopped, but certainly the arrest of this officer is a step that could, calm down the people there.
Thanks for the update, Rami. Press TV's Rami Mazari joining us from the French capital, Paris.